Hot Brevin, Liberty, or Slave or Win. Our hearts do not be fostered by one note. Why? Are we little people with minister minds, near servants, ruled by and subservient to our betters? I say to them, our rulers, I say, cast your titles and distinctions from you. A word of warning. As Christ says, if thy right hand offend thee, hack it off. Hack it off. Not servants of liberty or slaves of wind.
Follow Me, man. Wow. That is by my friends from Down Under, Masonic Temple. And from what I hear, they will be coming to the City of Angels, hopefully, I believe, like in the end of March, beginning of April. But I'll get you posted on that. And welcome to When Pigs Fly. And, of course, this is Andrew Fetter. Well, at least last time I looked in the mirror, it was Andrew Fetter. Anyway, last time I did my show, I was, of course, pre-recorded because, unfortunately, I had to go under the knife and I had some surgery done on a disc of mine that I had was lost, or actually two discs lost in a prior accident a couple years ago, and they had to redo surgery on it. And so it was sort of hard. Right now, I'm sitting here with a damn collar around my neck. Feel like one of those little dogs, you know, when they got the little finger disc around its neck and you can't bite it, so you won't bite his tail. That's what I got, and I only got two more weeks of that stuff. But anyway, I want to thank you all for listening to my show. And for those who had listened to my last show, thank you as well. Do check it out. I know it's very confrontational. It just laid it out. I'm just holding the mirror and telling how it is. Because, like on my program, that's basically what I try to do. I'm not here for the money or the qualms or prestige of this. I'm just trying to basically give information, you know, tell what's going on. But if you would like, you can give me a holler and by via email at flyingpigs@artlover.com. Or contact me through MySpace /Andrew Fetter and send your comments, of course, questions and your thoughts and all that good stuff. Also, at your convenience, do check out my website of my latest book, The Heretic. And that's at AndrewTheHeretic.com. Or also, feel free to check out my blog site at www.andrew.myufo.com. And also, a special thanks to Lewis Martin for setting up my blog site. And also, check out his blog site, which is the mother of V, at www.myufo.com. He has some fascinating stuff, updates consistently of what's going on with the ETs and UFO information. And, of course, check out my past shows. But of late, I do want to outlay of certain aspects that I feel in a candor type of mood to sort of say, explain, tell. And I believe, as a proverb would say, and they shall turn their tongues of hate, ignorance, and fear into plowshares. Probably saw that on my posting. Well, that's the frame of this story right now, which I'm about to elaborate on. Because there is a path of darkness where hate is the absolute. And there is, of course, the path of light where love is the absolute. And there is, of course, choice. But the question is, what is your choice? But what is the dark path and what is the light path? Everybody says this in the most way, I'm going to the dark, I'm going the path. Almost starts, sounds like a Star Wars event, but it is, has a lot of perils within that movie. I mean, there was a lot of truth within, behind the truth scenes. But the very fact is, there really isn't much of gray within between light and dark, only where they merge. But if you look one way or to the other, it's a definite. It's like, hell, I can see that there's a sun and there's light over there, and I can turn and see there's dark over there. It's that clear and simple. When it's dark, it's dark. It's light is light. Turn out the lights, okay? But what is light? What is the emanation? What is the target? The target is love. That's light. Light equals love. And what is the path of dark? The path of dark is equated to hate. It's that plain and simple. But there are those out there, like the David Icke's, the Jeff Rinses, who preach their lies, ignorance, and hate, and surely embrace the path of dark. And there are also those, on one hand, say they are enlightened, but unfortunately, they have embraced these very hate mongers and their complicity of promoting hate by having these individuals on their shows and websites who, by their own choosing of this complicity, have walked toward the dark. And justly, and certainly, they will be not spared of their own karma. There are as innocent as the O'Reillys, the Hannitys, and the Rush Limbaughs, and Fox News, who have also continued their lies and hate speech, but only from a different corner. See, dark, in its simplest form, like I explained to you, the dark path, is emulated within the direction of embracing of hate, fear, guilt, separation, division, not taking responsibility for your own choices, playing poor me when you started the fight, then crying for sympathy for your own choices and your own actions. This is the path of dark. Dark is teaching your children to hate, preaching violence, preaching in the name of God to hate your fellow man and woman. This is the dark path. Dark is to apologize for the hate, teacher of hate and implementer of hate. But love, on the other hand, is the path of light. You see, unity for all commonality, while respecting the uniqueness of our individuality, this is the path of light. Having compassion and mutual respect is the path toward light. Light is the path of teaching and preaching love, especially with the new embodiments, our children, our grandchildren. Light is the path of healing for not only the individual, but all nations, all humanity, all mankind. So I say to those who call themselves of peace, but then embrace and apologize for those that hate and desire division, why do you preach hate and lies and division instead of love and mutual respect? There are names out there you've probably often heard. They may call themselves Amnesty International or have within their name Human Rights or Solidarity for Peace or call themselves of Justice. But this is really a name only. Because the universe and those who walk in the path of light know their very true path of darkness that preaches with the bias and publication of hate amongst mankind. They're not of peace or of love or of humanity of mankind. Their wicked tongues of lies, of bias, and hate have and are colorizing the very truth for their own real political incentives, for the very foundation of true peace and harmony, for all humanity is love, and love and respect must be taught to the children, or they themselves, the children, and all of us, will be sort of cornered and sucked into their path of darkness, of despair, and culminating the sentence of death, destruction, all for what? All for a land or a religion, which is the very illusion of mankind, for no one is beholden to land, for all are of land, hence we are all from Adama, we are Adam, man is from earth, from land, not of land. So I say to those preachers of hate, lies, and deceit, you are the very tool of manipulation, though you hide under the cloaks of human rights or peace in the name only. That is the ultimate lie. The universe is very aware, hence the light will overshadow your lies, your hate, in the coming days of ascension. There will be those who lie about Jews, Zionists, Freemasons, Buddhists, and others, while deafening the cries that call out from Tibet, and they will be placing their own heads, as well as trying to place your heads in the sand, while children are screaming due to the slaughter in Sudan. That is the dark path. That is their dark path. The Bilderbergs are their real master. And they know that you will follow their manipulation, because they're following their manipulation for their own personal gain, for their own dark endeavors. There are those who think we are all fools, but the light displays your shadows of lies, hate, and deceit. Those that have followed the path of dark, some under the obscurity of manipulation to hate and or to apologize for the haters. But your existence is being made. Your path is well known. Your true path is uncloaked. Your lies, deceit will become as apparent as rain is brushing on one's face. Light. Light is engulfing the earth plane as we speak. As you hear this, my own words, you hear your heartbeat. Every second, life, light is engulfing this plane. Because the truth is unfolding as sand settles in the glass of a muddied water. That is what's happening. That is the truth. The paths are so simple, though. They really are. You can walk the path of light, which means healing, loving, respecting, tolerance, compassion, thirst for understanding, and the endeavor for exploration of wisdom within our universe. This is the very path of light. These are the directions toward light. So I say no more of the hate, because that path will surely capitulate. There are those who call themselves left wing, right wing, or whatever wing, but in reality, you're all just chicken wing. There are those out there, and they know who they are. You endeavor the plight to mankind to continue the lies with the theme of hate only and perpetuate the mindset of the prison planet. You are on all sides. You are the very problem of this embracement of the blame game, because it's always the same. It's the same lame game. What would happen if love instead was taught to children? What would happen if respect and compassion were then taught to children? What would happen to those, including some hosts on BBS Radio, that align themselves with spewing hate and lies and division by the likes of David Icke or Jeff Rentz or even Alex Jones at times, realize that they are only the pawns of the dark so they could sell more books and more tapes, to only expand the methodological dispersion of lies and hate, the very disinformation? What would happen, though, if instead they align themselves to the likes of the words of light, like people like Deepak Chopra or the Dalai Lama, or even such many hosts on BBS Radio like James Gillian, who embraces the path of light? Now, wouldn't that be a switch? Wouldn't that be spreading the message of love instead of lies and hate? Wouldn't it be easier to just follow this path, the path of love, the path of light? What would happen if those who preach the conspiracy of hate are the very ones who are walking the dark side, only to perpetuate the lies and hate of the dark? For what they really think is the true desire of the greed in spite of their fellow humankind? What would I say to you if the ascension will shake out the lies of these wicked tongues of the dark and bring forth the love and compassion of humanity? What would happen to those walking the dark path? No more books to sell. No more websites to post. No more lectures. No more radio shows. What would happen if you reach in your heart and heard the very truth of humanity and realized that we are all just the same? And then we chose the path of light instead of being swallowed up by the unfortunate results of the dark. What then would happen? What if I say there were choice of the heart and mind, and you can choose love or hate, what then would you choose? What if I say that choice is really as simple as common sense? What if I say that you could believe in yourself with self-love and self-worth while unconditionally loving and respecting all that are around you? What if I told you it was as easy as holding your child, kissing your lover, enjoying a sunset, smelling a flower, drinking water, breathing the very air that surrounds us, or simply listening to the raindrops as they fall? What if I told you it was that easy? Wouldn't you choose love over hate? What would happen if you no longer posted a lie or marched in a goose step of hate? What would happen if the blogs, the news, had no more conflicts to write or lay their opinions? Would they be out of a job? What if they stop preaching, my God is better than your God, or my law is the only law, or if you do not believe in him, you are not worthy, or women are less than men, or submit to our way or die, or it's my way or the highway? What? Would they be out of a job? What would I say if ascension was really here and now? That the choice is yours. What if I said to fear change and growth and love is really the practice of the dark, which has been manifested in the ways your children, grandchildren, or even perhaps you yourself have been taught? What if I said that the fear and hate that you have been taught can be changed? What if love and mutual respect could be our embracement instead of the effigies of lies, deceit, fear, guilt, and hate? What if love and compassion was as common as water? What if the division of land, of people, of governments, of organized religion were no more? What would happen if beings from other far-reaching galaxies who had been observing us said that we are now no longer pawns of the dark? What would be the encounter? What would happen if I say the clerics had no more job, no more work? What would happen if there was no left, no right, no liberal, no conservative, and just individuality that was respected mutually, and there was a true embodiment of humanity that walked the very steps toward love? What if Fox News actually told really real news instead of just nonsense of commentary? What if Keith Olbermann's only countdown was good and he couldn't find anybody to put on his worst list? What if CNN said there are confirmed ETs and alien beings that have and are now presently visiting our planet? What if President Obama said there, here's the full and truthful disclosure of UFOs and ETs from our government? And there have always been ETs, and we have had our encounters, and sorry that our government held back the truth. What if? What if CNN disclosed the true nature of the Bilderbergs, the Council of Foreign Affairs, and the Trilateral Commission? And what if energy was free? What if I told you energy is free? It is. But those of the dark want you to believe in the effigies and lies and deceit. What if I told you you died and came back only to receive what you've already manifested? What if I told you there is no fear in love, no fear in mutual respect? What if I told you that you had a choice? What if I told you that you can teach your children to love and respect? What if I told you you could change your path of darkness and embrace the path of light by simply walking with love? What if hate was simply not your fate? What if those who preach, write, paint, sing, march, and other methods of expression, taught and preached love. What would happen if they took their tongues and made them into plowshares? What if I told you the ascension is here and now, and magnifying to an ever-expanding form? And there will be those still under these conditions of ascension, who choose to continue their backward, dark ways of hate and division. But what if I told you that these very same people who have chosen the dark path will simply be overwhelmed by the coming events? But then what if I told you there will be those, perhaps yourself, who choose the path of light and embrace the changes with even the wings of Raphael? There would be those who choose this endeavor of the truth, wisdom, healing, and love. And these choices of light will be the very cobblestone, the very path that the inhabitants of Earth will walk. Because this is the ascension. It is the ascension. It is a found upon the vibration of unconditional love and respect. But what is the ultimate reward? What is the ultimate reward? It's you. It's that simple. So I say to those out there, I say, love shall overcome, as they shall make plowshares out of their tongues. For the ascension is really here, and the rest is so trivial. That's the truth. And love is the only reason you are in your embodiment. As simple as that. So learn to love, because that is the real path of ascension. I could go on and simply burn up time as we speak and elaborate the same thing over and over again. But things are really simple. Love, hate, division, deceit, or mutual respect. I mean, you've heard in the past being employed by even Barack Obama toward those of the Islamic faith and the Islamic world of mutual of respect. But respect is mutual respect. But the same respect that he's thrown out there toward the Islamic world is the same thing that should be applied within all people of different views, different faiths, different sizes. And even to me, I mean, there are people who may not disagree, may not see the things that I see, may look at things differently, may believe that there's a Son of God, or there's an Allah, or believe in simply a stone as a God, or not even believe in a God. Everybody has their own views. But we have to respect everybody's views, and that very respect is toward the path of light. That very respect is the first impetus. You know, they talk about stimulus and attack in the economics. That is the stimulus. Respect first comes. Respect. In all situations, in all areas around the world, if there is no mutual respect, if there is a preaching of hate, you cannot expect there be peace. You cannot expect somebody to not want to put their arms up or put up walls or put up security things or say, screw this, I'm going to just do it on my own. I've said in past shows, for every action there is a reaction. That certainly is. And you cannot sit there and cry, poor me. if you sit there and continue preaching hate. It's like, you know what, if somebody sticks out a hand, if I go to my father, if you go to somebody who's handing you food, and you slap that hand that's handing you your food, and you keep on slapping that hand every time it reaches out and hands you food, do you think that person feels like handing you food anymore? And then he doesn't. And then you cry because, oh, he's not giving me food. So then what do? You sit there, jump up and down, and you hit that person. You may throw things at that person, only antagonize that person. What makes that person even more saying, screw you? That's not love. That's not respect. You can't follow sympathy. I have no sympathy for those who want to preach hate, especially to young children. And you know what? Everything has a reason. If you're pushed into a situation where the very essence is you're put in the worst condition, you're put in a condition that you're of your own choosing. In fact, you even chose your own life. You even chose your own patterns in your own life. Yeah, it may sound cold, but it's that realm. It's a teaching. It's that bridge. It's like when you're put in a situation, for example, of dire straits and you have no money, then you have the choice to rob and steal, which would be obviously toward the dark, or go to the other path and try to endure what you're going through and work your way out of the situation to feed yourself or end your family. And there is always, for every action is a reaction. So if people, I don't want to go back and reiterate from inside what's in the Bible, but there's a story within it that really shows it, like Abraham, where he is the person who, you know, had his choice of lands between him and his cousin Lot. And Lot, they had the two, I guess in the story how it goes, they saw the land and Abraham just said, hey, okay, which land do you want? And Lot, of course, looked over and saw the plush fields and took that land. And Abraham took the non-plush land, the barren land, that's what he got. And what was ironically done, because Abraham became rich, because he could have been the hard guy, chosen the hard way, and went, you know, start stealing from his neighbors, but instead he endured what he had to do, and then actually made a life. And then, in fact, he made so much that he had such an open heart, he would feed guests. That's being open. That's what he did. And then, in another sense, then look what happened to Lot, who had the eyes bigger than his stomach. His land went barren, and then he had to go live in Sodom and Gomorrah. We all know that story. And that, you know, there are stories, and some of them are just stories, but they all have certain meanings. And it's not just within the Bible, it's in the Bhagavad Gita, in even Quran, and other papers, which, of course, clerics don't want to elaborate on. They want to take things fundamentally as verbatim, but they're really sort of just stories in a way, just to tell the way things are. For example, I mean, in Genesis itself, it tells our relationship to our world. It really doesn't talk. There's really no Adam and Eve. Come on, let's get real here, okay? It's a story of relationship between mankind with Earth and how to live with it. That's what that was about. Which is sort of funny, because that same story is amongst many nations, which I don't want to get into. But the thing is, people have to look upon themselves in a different manner, a different path. And this is not just like in the many events that happened in the Middle East. I know that I had push buttons, said certain things, but I was simply holding the mirror for what it really is. Because, you know, one thing that concerns me very much is when people who jump on bandwagons of hate, not realizing what they're saying, because they're just jumping onto conclusions without knowing the real truth. And what they do is they just amplify more of the same things that become a division of our humanity. You know, instead of reaching out, and if they are really, for example, if there was really a peace organization called Peace, their direction, and this shows by their actions, would be to get two peoples together to mutually respect one another in every situation. You know, an example would, and it's sort of funny, if people talk of the arts and stuff, it would be like, I'll give you an example. It would be like, you know, and this, again, here I'm going to go back in the Middle East again, like in Israel. But it would be an example of the Israelis and Palestinians. If they took their artists and kids came back and forth and learned to, you know, arts from each other, or played music or played basketball with one another, they learn that they're really just human because that's all they are. Then they would have a mutual respect. And they weren't taught that, you know, he's a Jew, he's a Christian, he's a Muslim. And they actually learn to realize the lies of hate is no more. And if the clerics, instead of preaching, you know, that they're all apes and pigs, teaching that, hey, you know what, they're actually our cousins, let's respect them. And then the other side would say, hey, you know what, they're not barbarian, they are like of us, they're our cousins. I think there would be peace. Because, you see, it all starts with mutual respect. And it's the same thing when people start disclosing information and making up things. Like, I mean, lately I've seen things on, and the reason I'm telling you this from, even in a sense from, okay, I'll tell you straight, it's some seeing Jewish thing, you know, of a Jewish, a Jew hatred or whatever, because it seems very imminent when it's so clear when it's things in that nature. And it's so clear, like when I see racism toward blacks or to Hispanics, and people still say certain things. Because there is still a hatred, and that is the problem. It's like the other day I heard somebody, and in fact it was a neighbor, and we were talking, and he said how he had, oh man, I just came from work today, and damn there, they put the damn thing on the truck wrong wing. Well, what do you expect from Mexicans? Okay? That's not having respect. Because they're Mexican, they didn't put this thing up right. You know, maybe they came from an area that they weren't culturally in a different situation, so they learned differently. It's not that they're less. It's just they haven't been learned. You know, it's like a machine, you know. It's not what color of skin or what color your eyes are. I mean, there are cultural differences which are embraced, which make us create walls of our own understanding around our universe. Now, that's a fact. But to say things are disrespectful, that really bothers me. And that's from any side, you know. It's like my best friend, when I lived in Israel for like 6 years in Israel, was an Arab, a Muslim Arab. And I used to go to Tukaram in the West Bank in many areas, and I had friends there. And I used to hear the real truths, not with the stuff that you hear on TV and all that stuff that's made up by Al Jazeera or even the Huffington Post or even stuff that's on CNN or whatever, Fox News. I saw it and knew it. So I have a perspective of what has and is happening. Now it's, because you can't, unless you're there, that's why when certain things happen and I see them on the news, I sit back and I take that information, but that's not my real perspective of this situation, because I cannot honestly say I was there. But knowing that I was there in certain situations and seeing what really events happen, then I know what's really going on. And that's why I say I know certain things that have happened, in particular in the Middle East, because I was there. But like I said, I was saying before, my best friend is an Arab Muslim in Israel. And I had the opposite thing where I lived, there were Jewish Israelis who thought, wow, how can you be friends with him? I saw the opposite. And yet, you know, at that time, I belonged to an organization, or was aligned to the organization. Here's the irony of it all. And I, you know, fundamentally, I mean, no, Sunni or Zionist, whatever you call it. But I was part of the Likud, because I was part of the Beitar movement where I lived. I mean, I think Menachem Begin was probably one of the greatest heroes in Israel, for Jews alike. I mean, there are people who think, oh my God, that guy's like a terrorist, or whatever. But that was where I was. But then here I was, and here was, I was friends with an Arab Israeli, a Muslim, and I had great friends in Tukaram, who were Palestinian Arabs, or at the time were Jordanian citizens, by the way, living very plushly, I might add. In fact, most of the Arabs living in the West Bank were living really well during the 80s. In fact, better than Americans, actually, and I don't want to get into why, how I know that. But see, that was the thing. We had a mutual respect. And that was the thing that people, even other Muslims or other Jews, couldn't understand. How can two friends, and even if they haven't spoken with them since the mid-90s, because I haven't been in Israel, for personal reasons, I have not been able to go to Israel or whatever, but since then, and then when I went there, like I said, I didn't see him and his family or any of my other friends for, like I said, almost 4, 5, 6 years. I mean, I was there in 93, 94, 95. And, you know, we're still great friends because we had a mutual respect. Even our difference, him being what he was. And I had another friend of mine, and his name was, his name was Rossum. And I had another really, really good friend there. And he was actually a communist Arab, okay? And here we got along, because we respected each other. It's the same thing, like, look at Menachem Begin shaking hands with Anwar Sadat. You would think they're ultimate enemies, but what they did have is mutual respect for one another. That's where it starts. And it's not just in Israel, in the Middle East, it's everywhere. It's with the Bloods and Crips in L.A. It's with the so-called Christians and so-called non-believers in the United States. It's within the people in the Europe. See, the reason why we're having such economic calamity is because people in the world, in our universe, don't get it. They're running, chasing their cars, chasing their BMWs, pushing their buttons on everybody else, but the universe is pushing us to realize we're a whole world. We're one nation. We're one group. We're being pushed the ultimate lesson of, don't you get it? Because this is what's happening. We are within the ascension now. These are why, it isn't a coincidence why all these events are happening. They're happening for a reason. And it's like one great teacher of mine said, everything has its perfect timing. Imagine if the United States or Bush kept his head out of it and didn't say the disrespectful things he did toward North Korean, and I know in South Korea, and the North Koreans were on the verge, and they were trying to do a mutual respect. It was taking little baby steps. Sometimes these mutual respect things of learning to love one another and respecting one another is baby steps. And that's what they were doing in Korea. And it was happening, but guess who sabotaged it? I mean, they're trying to do it. You think people in South Korea and North Korea don't want to they recognize that they're one, that they're, you know, they're our brothers or whatever. And I'm saying, and I, you know, when I say Korea as just a boundary, it's all about boundaries. I mean, do you think that Chavez, for example, of Venezuela, is so much different than George Bush? No, he's the same thing. He just sits in another corner. He spills the same hate and lies and whatever, right? He look what he wants to do. His own power, greedy power. He wants indefinitely change the he wants to change the Constitution. So he's indefinitely in power for his own greed of power. You know, it's power, by the way, when people are making money and wanting more money, it's not because they want more Mercedes or more bigger buildings or more things to own. It's power. So sometimes you'll see people in different corners and they will actually be part of the same team. But you just don't see it there because they want you, if they're fighting on the left side, the right side. They want the Arabs and Palestinians consistently fighting. And they want things to certainly, it's called a magic trick. They want you to consistently hate. They'll push a button to hate here and then push a button to hate here. And then it's not just to sell guns and arms. Like a lot of people think, that's the old school. They used to do that, you know, for the industry to make more money off more guns, which they do, but that's not the real game. The real game is, it's called the old magic trick. I mean, Hitler did it. He made it where you hate the Jews, and meanwhile he's stealing over here from his own people. The Americas did the same thing. They divide left wing against right wing. Yet they'll go sit together in certain hotels when they call these organizations the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commissions, the Council of Foreign Affairs. You see the Clintons, the Cheneys sitting side by side. The Wolfowitzes sitting next to Neil Carter. These, all of them. Arafat and Rabin was part of the same organization. Then you got the picture. That's how I try to explain within what I was trying to say. The solidarity of riotous and, you know, Amnesty International, they're just all fabrications. Because if they really, really were looking for humanity and truth and peace, they wouldn't put in button here report only on one country they want to just perpetuate lies and bullshit. They really hit a lot of other countries like China and other countries, especially a lot of Islamic countries and also the United States and also Mexico. I mean, go on and on about human rights. The Native Americans, certainly theirs even to this day, which I've already elaborated in past, prior my past show. And I can go on and on, but the fundamental, these are all just directions of the hate, the directions of the lie, the direction of the dark. Because the real love, the real peace, the real mutual respect, that is the real path of toward the light. And I don't have to, you know, it's not just my view. It's take your use your common sense. Like I said, I made it real. It's very, very simple. It's not here. It's not my word. Just here you are. Look at it. It's real simple. There's light. That's love. Here's hate is dark. And if the pendulum swings this way, and what is it emulating or what is perpetuating? If it's perpetuating division, hate, and lies, again, hate though, if that direction is saying hate or wanting you to hate, what path do you think that direction to? If it's the pendulum is swinging and directing you toward one of love, mutual respect, what path is that? See, it's not all that difficult. It's not all that it's very simple. I don't have to write 400 books over it or make, you know, and I could write so many books out there and try to just make money off of it, but that's not my game. You know, when I write my own books, I'm not even looking for the money I'm trying to make out of my books. I do it, one, because I enjoy writing. Two, I give people, have fun reading. I can write a book that just says, here's all the stuff, da-da-da-da-da-da. Or I can write a book that people can enjoy and have fun, like watching a movie. And then I'm showing, giving out what I believe that is fundamentally good for information for them in a spiritual sense, whatever is social, political, whatever. And it's not even for the money. It's just because here you are, and I enjoy giving you information. It's like doing this show. I don't do this show for, you know, my own ego or my own demagogishness or it's Andrew Fetter. I do it because it's my way of going, here you are, here's my information, here's my mirror. I'm just trying to, you know, let you look at things or people out there listening to see things. To see things for what they are, not what they think they are or what they aren't. But maybe look at things in a different light. And maybe look at things with a different way. Or maybe giving the people the opportunity, here's a bridge. It's not me. I'm like I would say, I'm just a vehicle providing the information. You know? I'm not doing shows after shows. I just look at it as a path of just giving people the opportunity. When I have guests on my show, I'm very scrupulous who I have on my, I try to be very scrupulous who I ever have on my show. Some people I have had on my show, I don't particularly agree with all their aspects. Maybe not because we're not all the same. Otherwise, I would just have myself on 24/7. You know, I do have people on my show that I like think that you might have interest into, but at the same time have information that I think would only, that was one of the things I had in there, to open in our endeavors, to learn understanding, to respect one another. Because that's really the only reason why we're here. I remember just like I had told you my past teacher before she passed away, Janae Sinclair, she had said, the only reason why we're our inner embodiment is to learn to love. That's it. That's why we're on this plane. That's why we're on the Mother Earth. That's our plan. That's our lesson. It's that simple. It's not complex. It's not hard. And the universe is going to keep on kicking our ass until we get it. And I'm talking about all humanity. And why do you think all these extraterrestrials, they're here floating around. I mean, you can hear all the people on James Gillian's show and all the other people. And there's a couple people I like to try. I'm trying to get on my show. I've said the same thing. And I would love to get, I'm trying to get them on. Hopefully I can. But they're talking because they're around. And the problem is they're sitting around and going, man, when is humanity going to get it? When do they quit playing Prison Planet or Bloods and Crips and Territories and My Way is the Highway kind of thing? Just like I emulated in my prior lecture here, speech, whatever you want to call it. Because that is the very truth. So what I say to you, I will reiterate, that there is a reward, an ultimate reward, and it's not like you're gaining anything, it's really just you, really your sense of self. And when I say, love shall overcome as they shall make pashas out of their tongues, I'm not being facetious, I'm telling you what needs to be done. And like I said, love is the only reason you are in your embodiment. So you learn to love because that is the path of ascension. And I say, let it be known that they shall turn their tongues of hate, ignorance, fear into plowshares. And I want to thank you all for listening and all future listeners. And I want to thank all those who have sent me messages. And with love to you all, God bless and have a beautiful weekend. Again, God bless you and enjoy Confrontation, my next song from Mr. Marley. God bless you. Thanks.
Mr. President, distinguished delegates.
Yalam Satata, Awakina, La Salam Gudaim, Masanakili, Honutun Hulu, Aina Tanyach Groj, Zilai, Linataksacho, and Fakadalan.
Since the beginning of modern civilization, generations of weakness and inherited the only conflicts of world wars. But behold the marriage supper of the lamb and bridegroom unto his bride. Then shall the earth's children know the true expression of one love. Then Mother Earth shall honeymoon in peace. forever eliminating aspirations, lust, and anguish of wars and rumors of war.
Innocent doing of his papers and propaganda spreading in the Sunday papers. Not even Superman could have stayed in the gate house. Red hot judgment a pledge, and Babylon a gamble the youth them like racers, and give them a uniform and a shame them in the praises. And now the clock has strike one on the base house.
Can we do it? We can do it. We shall do it.
Boom. Tell them finna draw me out when the world government in a falling out. Only few man survive crawling out. Gun left him colleague them sprawling out, nearly dead. Medic up his all him out and him too tranquilize up his stall him out. The Pompeii can't get no calling out when they hear from the shout last week. His mistress find a new shoes, wife can't get no news, and lately she's starting to doubt. She's still searching and the youth them balling out, working out to never let it all come out. Well, it's not safe to go walk about a slaughterhouse. I'm back that's a waterhouse. She start a rouse. Sometimes she want a spouse. She start go out. Start beat a dog a stout. Guns come out. Working people guns run out. Keep a show last week and no one come out. Bombs come out. Make your stone just run out. Bumble glad the scotch tape just run out. Weed run out. Your senses must come out. Never pound round a bug. They are going to run out. Now come out. Still the chalice run out. Now come out. Still the malice run out. A war.
Zimbabwe to Berlin Wall. Blazing like a burning ball. Loose ball at no working bar. Sleeping at no working bar. Can't wear Jerry Berlin bar. No diamond on Berlin bar. Can't drink with a serving bar. Just rip up your nerves in bar. Shut your blood up your shirt in bar. Can't go lift up no skirt in bar. No disease on the germs in bar. Can't go release your sperms in bar. Stamina must preserve in bar. Fire constantly burning bar.
Ready, ready, ready.
Then you have to die.